Aye, going not so bad there, Mark. We had several trial games with the National League and then the Donegal League, and then we put the two together. Had, I think it was three, four games altogether, and narrowed the squad down to what we thought was the best on show from what we've seen of them four or five games that we had. So our prep has been okay. We had the squad named there last week, and we've had our first training session last night up in the training centre in Argenis. So, aye, so far so good, eh?
Good stuff. It's a great competition, but I suppose the fact that it's been held here in Donegal, it always makes it a wee bit more special.
Aye, look, it's a big competition, probably for the junior players. It's probably the biggest one that you're playing, basically, unless you're going to represent the country if we won it. But look, it's special to play in it, and obviously it's even more special to host it. So I'm sure it's that wee bit more special for the players when they're actually representing their club, representing Ulster at their home venues for the weekend. So it does give you that wee bit more special and as for it, and it's something to look forward to, yeah.
For sure. And your task of whittling down the best players from the Donegal League and the Shone League, and of course the Cavan and Monaghan League as well. Not an easy task at all.
No, definitely not. Look, I'm managing in Bunkerner the last 5 years, and I'm playing in the Shone League a fair bit. And look, I know a lot of the players in the Donegal League. We'd have played them in some of the cups through the years. And look, I have a good enough relationship with Anthony O'Gorman, and full trust in on that name, some of the players that he would have identified, and we got them all in together. So aye, look, Anthony's been a big help on that, and getting the players from that side. And then look, you're not going to keep everybody happy. There's going to be people having their opinions on squads and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, you have to go with what you see and also what's been available. Like, we've been lads, maybe come out with work and stuff like that. Like, and there's one or two rules that affects all the provinces. It's just that some of the players aren't currently eligible to play in it, that would be actually eligible to play in the Shone Donegal League and the Cavan Monaghan League. So look, it is what it is. You just have to get on with it and abide by the rules, and obviously the squad is what we've had a best available to us, and what we felt was the best on show. So that's what we went with.
And can you tell us a wee bit about the squad you put together?
Look, there's a mixture. I think it's nine clubs off the top of my head. Cadhu, Kildrum, Sea Rovers, Fannet, Kilmacrenan, Donegal Town, Cockle Celtic and Bunkerton Hearts, and then I think there was maybe four or five other clubs involved in the trials who didn't get in. So there's nine clubs between the two leagues. We spoke to a couple down in the Cavan Monaghan area, but look, there was nothing there. There seemed to be a breakaway league down in there. They've moved into the Munster end of it, or the Leinster end of it. I think it's, I'm not sure the actual wording of the league, but there's a lot of teams down in that. Cavan Monaghan has moved away, so we got nothing out of there. But look, we're still strong enough, and all the top clubs within Donegal have provided players to us. So look, you know, yourself, the talent within Donegal alone, it's always been a sleeping giant, and we've always produced players to a professional level, maybe a Premiership level or wherever it may be. So there's lots of talent in Donegal when it comes to sport.
For sure, lots of talent, but there are a couple of obstacles, especially getting the team together for this tournament. You've got the likes of the Oscar Traynor tournaments. Obviously, clubs are deep into their leagues and cups. You have that to deal with. Has it been difficult to find the time to get the squad together for some proper work on the training pitch?
Aye, look, there's no getting away from it. It has the Anishon League and the Donegal League. Obviously, whenever I was announced for the job, I think it was around October time. Straight away, like you're trying to get in and get kind of numbers together. But look, then it's shown, and Donegal was playing Sean and Oscar Traynor, so you had to take a step back, because that was the most important games at that time, and that was the most important games for the players that time, along with the clubs. So we had to take a step back for probably a couple of months, and then, to be honest, the weather played a massive part. And look, as well, you have to bear in mind as well that there's clubs with players, and you just hope that the clubs can see the bigger picture and they work with you. And to be fair, 95% of them have worked with us as best as we can. And look, you've just got to go with what you have regarding maybe facilities or players' availability or at the time or the time scale. So you can't the things I got there knock you back or tie you up. You just have to keep playing on and plan as professional and as best as you possibly can for it. So look, it is a hindrance, but it hasn't bothered us. We've just kept shooting on and kept going and kept battling. And look, we've got the squad name. We've probably, what was it, 4 weeks to get them in and get them jailed. Which, look, they're all good players. It's just like another good, a couple of wee things that you want to do and a wee bit of your shapes and stuff. But all the players that we have and know the game, like.
For sure. So, as you mentioned, it's 4 weeks away. It's played over one weekend. I think you've got Munster on the Friday night, then you've Leinster on the Saturday, and you finish up with Connacht on the Sunday. It's going to be thick and fast, but I suppose it's a nice format of a tournament that it's just one weekend. You have three games, and whoever finishes top of the pile takes the trophy.
Yeah, it's something to look forward to, because I'm a coach, and I love my coaching, and I love my football, so it's something to look forward to that way. And it's something different in regards to what you'd be used to, like, because if Bunk and Hearts had a, if my club, if they had a game down the country in FA Junior Cup, you can ring up people and you can get a match analysis and you can maybe go and watch them and you can do your homework on them as best as you can, and you go back and set your own team where this year is. Everybody's coming in blind. Nobody knows it. You might know some of the players might pop about their qualities, but you don't know how they set up. Like, nobody knows how Munster sets up, Leinster, Connacht. So it's great. It's great that way. And obviously, if you're coaching end of it, you'll come out of the tournament a better player and a better coach than you intended it, because you'll learn so much on the different aspects of the weekend.
For sure. And just to finish up, you wouldn't have taken this job on if you didn't think there was an opportunity to give the whole thing a real rattle. With the squad you put together and the training sessions and the friendlies you've played and are planning to play, you feel like you can give this a real rattle and potentially go on and win it, hopefully?
Oh, 100%. That's why I took the job. Look, and if we don't want it, it won't be if we want the organisation or planning or professionalism, and if we don't want it, well then we don't deserve to want it. But look, we'll be prepared as best as we possibly can. Like, I know there's been a bit of a reshuffle with Ulster FA, the committee's kind of changed a small bit. Look, and they've been superb from the start. I mean, we've asked of them, we've come up with, like, if Jim McConnell, Steve Cole, Brian McGinty, and Christine O'Donnell, like, they've been very good from I've got the job. Like, so look, everything's been really positive. So from that end of it, we have no excuses. It's up to us once it hits the pitch, and it lies with us on match day, and it lies with us at where we sit on the table at the end of the tournament. Look, if we want it, brilliant. You go and represent your country at a national tournament. And look, if you don't want it, that's football. You get on with it, you learn from it, and you go again.